The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright. The power to create a happier, healthier life drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. And tonight I have with me during this live show Hans Christian King, who for over 50 years has been sharing his extraordinary talent, the ability to communicate with the realm of spirit. He works in partnership with this guidance to bring through information that is relevant to everyone's life. But before we talk to Hans and loved ones from the other side, I want to talk to you about our upcoming Ultimate Law of Attraction event in Palm Springs, California. It's on April 11th, 12th, and 13th in 2014 at the beautiful Palm Springs Convention Center in California. And we're going to have all of the Law of Attraction Radio Network's radio personalities there, along with the Secret Stars, John Assaroff and Laura Langmire, also known as the Millionaire Maker, and one of my favorite guests of all times, Mr. William Whitecloud. You will be completely immersed with our 15 Law of Attraction expert speakers, touching on spirituality, love, relationships, wealth creation, energy, health, and well-being. And even Dr. J is going to be there delivering to you messages from God. I can safely say that we will cover just about everything under the sun that has to do with manifesting, with the intense purpose to connect you to your inner power. You know, Law of Attraction Radio Network is all about bringing your power back to you. This is the power that we were all born with, but we simply forgot because we were forced to conform to society's standards and demands. We had to. But we want to help you bring your power back into your life and be able to create that wonderful life of which you control by your design, not anybody else's. I want you to go to loaevent.com and check out our speakers and our topics. And just notice that every single topic was designed with you in mind. And by the way, if you have a Law of Attraction product that you would like to sell at this event, please contact staff at loaradionetwork.com, and we're going to send you information on that. And by the way, all vendors receive 2 free tickets to the event, so you will not miss a thing. So see you in Palm Springs in April 2014. Now let's take a short commercial break, and we'll be right back talking to Hans Christian King, who many of you know from his many TV appearances and as a frequent guest on George Norrie's Coast to Coast. We'll be right back after these words.
I'm Sue Elliott, editor-in-chief of Law of Attraction magazine. The winter edition of the magazine is now on newsstands. It's filled with tools you can use to attract epic love, release stress, install the millionaire mindset, and manifest all your desires. Law of Attraction magazine is also available in digital form at lawofattractionmag.com. Purchase your copy today. That's lawofattractionmag.com.
Law of Attraction magazine is not associated with Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Some say the Law of Attraction doesn't work, but not Dr. David J. He's convinced through scientific evidence that the Law of Attraction not only works, but works fast by bringing together key components often overlooked. This holiday season, give the gift that empowers people to manifest their deepest desires. Get Total Law of Attraction by Dr. David Che, now in its second printing. Total Law of Attraction is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, your iPhone, Android phone, or wherever books are sold. Or go to TotalLawOfAttraction.com. Total Law of Attraction, the book that changes lives. Happy Holidays. Our minds tend to live in the past and future. Train your mind to live in the now moment and manifest what you desire through a new course taught by Dr. J. The School of Thought, Visualization, and Imagination. This amazing course will teach you how to visualize and receive what God desires for you. The school includes 12 teaching modules, along with Dr. J's newest book, The Power of Thought and Visualization, plus a free DVD titled Create Your Day. When placing your order, mention LOA Radio Network, and Dr. J will give you a free reading. This prophetic word is sent to you as an MP3, and you will be amazed, as has tens of thousands of people globally. Go to nowisyourmoment.com and sign up for the School of Thought, Visualization, and Imagination. That's nowisyourmoment.com.
And we are back, and I am so delighted to bring you this modern day mystic on the show. Now, before the show, I was fortunate to have messages delivered to me from my dad and my mom and my grandparents through Hans, and it was so wonderful to be able to wish them a Merry Christmas and to know that they're going to be with me through the holidays. That is so powerful to know that, hey, they're doing great. They're happy, they're feeling good, and all is right in their world. Hans acts as a medium to present messages between you and your own angels. And tonight we're going to be taking your calls, so perhaps you'll be able to hear from a loved one from the other side and wish them happy holidays too. Whatever happens tonight is going to happen as it should. And Hans is here to deliver the messages, and I'm absolutely thrilled. Welcome, Hans, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
My goodness, thank you so much. This is exciting. I'm really looked forward to this, and I look forward to getting to know you more as time goes by. I didn't even realize you lived around the corner from my house in Palm Springs.
I know.
Just literally just drive around the mountain, and there's where you live. So.
I'm so excited to hear about that. Yeah, small world. Hans, before we start, let me ask you a little bit about your history because it's so fascinating. Now, you discovered this gift when you were a young child of three, right?
That is correct. Yes.
How did that happen?
I always suspected that there was something a little odd about me. I say that with a tongue in cheek there, because I kept seeing people that I talked to and voices that I heard, and I would say, oh, did you hear that? And, you know, so-and-so. And they would say, no, there's no one there. And after a while, you know how children are supposed to have imaginary friends? Well, my imaginary friends were a little different because they gave information, which was irrefutable. And I remember once my guidance says to say to this lady, I probably was about five or six, your mother arrived home, she's okay. And the woman just looked at me and said, well, my mother doesn't drive, you know, she wouldn't be arriving home. The woman didn't know that her mother had died about a half hour before the reading. And so it's amazing what they know,
yeah.
You know, and I was able to give some information. But again, I was just a little boy, but I always knew I was slightly different than other people. I just didn't fit in. And my guidance, or you call them angels, would say to me, it's okay. You're supposed to be a little different, not better than, but different than.
And you were a bit different in that you struggled with attention deficit disorder and dyslexia.
Yes, I did.
And you had a really difficult time taking tests. So you asked your angels about this at one point, and the angels told you something so amazing and so logical about why you had this to begin with. Can you share with us?
Yes. What happened was I lived and was born in Hollywood, California, and I was coming back to my home, and I actually lived on Sunset Boulevard. I was coming back to the units, and I had failed miserably a test. And I was probably 8 or 9 years old, and I had really, I mean, badly failed, and they wrote, he will fail the class. And I sat down on the bus bench, and I started to cry. And I remember saying, Spirit, why me? Why have you done this to me? Why have you made me so different from everybody else? And he said, Son, it is not important what they want you to know. It's important what we want you to know. And what we want you to know will help hundreds of thousands of people one day. You're perfect for us. You're perfect for God. Now don't worry. Everything will be fine.
So that
was true.
It's kind of like if you didn't have dyslexia, you'd be getting all of the information
yes,
that the
I would
whole
have observed
world...
all the thought that they thought I should know.
Yes. Isn't that amazing? I love that. That's so brilliant. Of course. Of course. That was so logical. Wow. So I noticed that we have got a caller on here that I would love to take a call. Would you mind if we...
Oh, not at all. Of course.
Great. We're going to go to... Let's go to area code 406. I'm hoping I can get this. Okay, there we go. Is this 406?
This is 201.
201, I'm sorry, that's what I meant. I must be a little bit dyslexic too.
What's going on with 406, girl?
I don't know.
I don't know. I've got area code 201, and your name is?
Brittany.
Brittany. Hi, Brittany. You are
Hi.
Live. Would you like to ask Hans something?
Yeah, I would just love to, get in touch.
Brittany, who are you wanting to speak to, dear?
Either one of my grandfathers.
Okay. The grandfather that I have for you today is your mother's father.
Okay.
Do you remember him?
Yeah.
He's saying that, have you been feeling a little lonely or disconnected, dear?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's saying to say to you that you're not alone. They are there for you. They're with you. Have no fear. Dear one, they're saying to me that you're going to make a couple of decisions soon. Are you ready to make those decisions?
Yeah, whatever's ahead.
Okay. And they want you to know that they're going to be here for you. They're going to help you to get through. And they're talking about a relationship. How old are you now?
28.
20 years old. I can't even remember back that far.
28.
I still can't remember back that far. You haven't been having a little problem with relationships, have you?
Yeah. I have.
Yes,
I
know.
Right now I'm single, but...
Well, what they're saying is that you've had a little problem with relationship and that they want you to know that the timing has been a little off, but I see a pair of shoes beginning to walk your way, and as I see these shoes coming your way, I really like the person in the shoes, person of good character, someone who can see you, somebody who sort of has their career and financial house in order, really good person, and it is somebody that your heart recognizes from a previous lifetime. It's going to be a very good relationship, and I feel, dear, that you will be given an offer of commitment from someone you would wish to be committed to. So you have some good stuff coming up. Okay?
Yeah, that sounds really familiar.
Yeah, and I see things being put in boxes, which is indicating some kind of a move to me. Are you planning on moving something, dear?
I would love to.
You did what, honey?
I would love to.
Okay, because I see the moving venue. You're going to be making a move. I have to say something very silly to you, but here it goes.
Okay.
Stop worrying about money. You'll never be a bag lady. Okay? You hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, stop the worrying about money, because, Angel, when you start worrying about money, you say, I don't believe. I don't trust God to take care of me. And nothing in your case could be further from the truth. You're a very old soul, not unlike Jules. And old souls are born with a karmic credit as opposed to karmic debt. So your job is to believe you will always be fine, and you always will be. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, no, I knew the old soul thing. I know she's not old, but my parents said that I was listening to Dolly Parton when I was like 2. And
yeah.
They weren't either.
You are, this is at least your 9th or 10th go-round. Okay. It's not going to be easy for you, my girl, to work for other people, because your soul does not take dictation very well. Have you noticed that?
Yep.
Okay. I'm proud of you, dear. Believe me. Okay. So you'll go on, not unlike our friend Jules here, to create an entirely different existence than most people, and you'll be well paid for it.
Awesome.
All right.
Well, what a blessing. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, honey. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Oh, that was wonderful. Oh, I love it.
Isn't God good?
Yes, yes. And when you allow yourself to feel the good and feel the happiness.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Jules, every Thursday I do a radio show, and on every Saturday I do a radio show. And at the end of each show, Spirit always says to the audience, and remember, please, that God does not love anyone more in this world than you. And when people really sit down and listen to what that says, that means God doesn't compare you to any other person, because there is no other you. You are perfect.
Mm-hmm. And somehow, and maybe it's supposed to, but we have forgotten our magnificence.
Oh, we have. Absolutely. Well put.
Is that by design?
Yes, it's absolutely by design.
Okay, so we're.
Have you noticed how we're led through fear in this country?
Yes.
We are led through fear. Someone's coming to get us. Oh my goodness! Watch out! Burglar alarms on doors. Women should never be alone. We're literally led by fear, so they can control us and sell us something.
Yeah, control us, and so the most important message then is that we need to lose the fear and start trusting.
Absolutely.
That there is a divine intelligence, a superior intelligence around us.
What everybody needs to remember is that you cannot shine the dark and the light. Mm. The light will always, always prevail. No matter what it looks like at the moment, the light will always prevail and bring its full love to you. All you have to do is keep showing up.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that. You know, troubles are only temporary.
That's correct. They only come to visit us. They don't come to live.
Yeah, thank goodness. Isn't that wonderful?
Well, I'll tell you, that was a hard one for me to get.
Yeah, me too. It's like when something hits you, it's like this is how it's going to be forever. But it's only temporary. It's okay. Everything is going to get through it. And if you look at everything as a blessing in disguise, there's always a reason for something
happening.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If nothing was happening in your life, that would be a tragedy.
Yeah, that'd be boring.
That'd be really boring. Mind you, girl, there are some days I wish things wouldn't run so close together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I sure do.
Oh. You know the old adage, sometimes it doesn't rain, but it pours?
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it happens like that. We can just hang on there. I've got another caller. It's here's the area code 406. Hello there.
Hi, I'm from 406.
I'm sorry?
I am from 406.
Okay. Did you have a question for Hans?
Yeah, I wonder about an old friend who passed years ago, name of Ruth. And my dad passed recently, well, a few years ago.
Well, first let's deal with your daddy. I'm here to say to you that your dad has been back to visit in the dream time. but doesn't feel like he's getting through. Have you been able to see him in the dreamster?
No, but I don't very often remember my dreams.
I don't either, dear. My dad could have this dream and have to get up and go make himself a sandwich and a glass of milk and go back to bed and pick up where he left off. I've never been able to do anything like that at all. But he says he's been coming in the dream time. He's saying he wants you to know how much he does love you. And he seems to be a little sorry about something. You don't need to tell me, but would you know what that is?
Yeah, there could be a few things.
He says, I'm really sorry, daughter. He said, I wasn't the father I actually wanted to be. But he said, that doesn't distract from the reality that I love you very much.
Yeah.
And he's thank you. He has his mother in the spirit world, right?
Yes.
Okay. This mother is saying to me, your future is brighter than you know and than you think. Watch for changes March through May. When I say change, I mean a brightness in your life, an uplifting, an upswelling of something. You'll never be in the street, dear. It's not your, you know, you'll always have a roof over your head. That's not a problem.
Okay.
Now, your friend Ruth has come back to visit you again on several occasions. She's saying that she's found a loving, quiet, peaceful place in her life and that she's doing okay. Who, baby, who liked all the flowers? Do you know?
Who likes all the flowers?
Yeah. Somebody here in the spirit said they loved their garden. They loved the flowers. And they've recreated a garden on the other side. Do you have any idea? Somebody, I think, on your mother's side of the family.
Yeah, probably my grandmother then.
I think so. And she said, you should see her gardens, is the way she puts it.
Okay.
Okay, when are you going to do some writing, dear?
I've been putting it off.
I know you have. And I'm here to scold you and be your friend and say, girl, time's a-wasting.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
You know, I don't think it's so much a matter of what you have to say, my little friend, as it is a matter of what you and Spirit have agreed to say through you.
Yeah.
Can you hear that?
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay, there's something waiting for you. Now get on with it so we can find you.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay, and you have a longer lifespan than you anticipate.
Okay.
All righty?
Okay, thank you very much.
God bless, child. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
That's fun.
Isn't that great? I get to do this every day. I mean, how spoiled can you get, you know?
Yes, but what a delight to be able to bring people hope and messages of peace and well-being. Oh, my goodness, there's nothing better than that.
Not that I know of, no.
Wow. We've got another call from area code 305.
I know 305. Hello there, can I help you?
Hello there, Hans.
Yes.
Oh, my gracious, I didn't even raise my hand.
Oh.
Well, you see that? You must meant to be heard.
I've been listening to you for years.
Oh, thank you.
This is, okay, so you're on the radio, but since I called on the phone, okay, well, I guess it's meant to be.
There you are. How can I help you?
Well, yeah, I guess the lady asked about her dad.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if my dad has anything to say to me. I kind of came from crazy. Things were very, very difficult.
Yes,
I'd love
and
to hear
I can see this. it's a nice way of putting it. A lot of crazies there in the family.
Yeah.
But you're a survivor. I don't like that word, honey. I don't mean to use it with you. But you are a survivor. You know that,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you should have been passed that way long ago. Because most people who've been through what you've been through have killed themselves. So.
I thank God I didn't.
No. And I just want to say to you, your soul wants to have an impact of good in this world. Can you feel that?
Oh, yes.
I feel you're just slightly in front of that timing, but it's on the way. Now, your father never really connected well. Are you? Do you understand that?
Oh, yes.
And he sort of walked through life with one foot in this dimension and one foot in the next dimension. He almost floated through life. He never had an alcohol problem, did he?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because he's showing me a bottle.
Yeah, full blown.
Yep, and he's saying to me, it was, thank you. He just said, life for me, daughter, was like rubbing sandpaper and silk together. It tore at the very fabric of my soul. And he did not, as an old soul, his primary lesson was self-esteem or the value of his own soul. He just really didn't get it. But I have to tell you, I don't think he's coming back for a very long time. But he will be there for you when you cross back, and that he loves you very much, despite his actions.
I also lost my brother very young. Would he have anything to say to me?
What's the first name?
Neil.
Well, now, this is interesting, because guidance, my own guidance, says to me that Neil has sort of tried to act, or someone like that Neil person, your brother, someone's trying to act as though you're knight in shining armor and to help you through difficult spots. Do you talk to him very much?
No.
Dear one, one of the things that Spirit affords us is the opportunity to return people back into our life on a daily basis, those who have passed over. You know how the good book says, knock and the door shall open, ask and you shall receive?
Yes.
Okay. There is a law of life that says you can ask your people on the other side to help you with certain things. Spirit will never tell you what to do. That would take away the value of free will. But what they will do is facilitate an awareness of the spirit and the soul that is here. And I think we've all heard of I call them the parking genie or the parking fairy, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And but you can give your brother single things to do. You can give your father things to do. There's a grandmother here. You can give her things to do. Why don't you begin to try this and watch the miracles that develop?
Wow.
Sounds good to me.
Well, good. You don't smoke, do you, dear?
No.
Didn't think so. What's this bit of tightness in your chest? Have you had a cold?
Stress, a lot of stress.
I think so.
Finances,
a little bit.
My home, a lot of stress.
Yeah. Real quickly, dear, I have to say to you that your worst fears will not come true. And it may be time for you to let go and let God. How old are you now, baby?
I will be 63 January 1st.
You better count on at least another 25 years.
Sure hope so.
And better than what you've just come through.
It's been rough, but it's okay. I do a lot of studying and a lot of work.
Yeah.
So it's okay.
But what are you doing for you? This is what I want to know.
I take good care of myself.
Well, yes, you do that and you don't worry or fuss, okay? Okay, so I sort of have to trick you there. A little bit too much worry and a little bit too much fuss. You remind me a little bit of what my spirit refers to as a reluctant angel. Okay? And that for all you believe and all you know, sometimes you're not certain it applies to you. Just put that in your pipe. You don't have to agree with it, but just hear it through. I thank you for calling, and I hope that we were able to help you a little bit today.
You absolutely have. Thank you both.
God bless you.
Thank
you. Be well.
That was fun. Hans, is there the Christmas season, the holiday season is so tough for people.
Yes.
Is there, what is the message that we can deliver? I mean, it just brings up loneliness to so many people, and there's so many people that are alone during the season. Is the message is that they're not alone?
No, they're not alone at all. It's a fantasy that their mind has created. The greatest gift you ever give to yourself is the love of yourself and making you okay for you. Mm. Most people have a soulmate, if not two or three. Okay?
Really?
Oh, yeah. But we are taught that to be alone, there's something the matter. Something is wrong. Now, of course, it feels better to get a hug and to get a kiss and to hold hands. Of course it does. But does it make who you are? The answer is no. I would suggest everybody who feels that they're alone get a pillow. When you're watching your TV, hug your pillow and say, I love you so much, you're my best friend. Mm-hmm. And that is being spoken to the inner child, the inner angel, which has a direct connection with the God force. Mm-hmm. And when they see that you've learned the lesson of you already are enough, there's no such thing as the you complete me. I'm afraid that sounds nice, but it's not true. It's like the word hope. Hope sounds nice, but it means I don't know, I'm not sure. It's a negative energy towards a positive thought. So by learning the value of yourself, if you have a little dog, a little kitty, a goldfish, a bird, I don't care what you have, that act of love that you give to that little animal should be also given to you. You should be giving yourself unconditional love. So this time of the year, there's everybody running around with partners and sleds and all the things that go on at this wonderful time of year. But in spirit, this time of year is every day, not reserved for a week at the end of the year.
Yeah. You know, it appears to be a time that's people are remembering Christmases past when they were little children.
Oh, absolutely. Beautiful times.
Yeah, beautiful times. So by looking at that, sometime it's triggering loneliness of today.
Oh, absolutely, because the people that we associate with have gone,
mm-hmm.
and they've left us. And what happens is that we begin to believe that everybody's gone. But you know, they didn't go anywhere you're not going to. You'll be joining them again when you pass back to the other side. There'll be all kinds of parties and celebrations and welcome home. But while you're on this side, making yourself enough is the key in life.
Mm-hmm. I love that. We have another caller, and this time it is 704.
We're going to get that 704
we
here
got,
one way or the other.
Yeah, 704. Are you there, Jameson or Joe?
Yes, I am.
Oh.
This is Anita.
I'm sorry, who?
Anita Jameson.
Hi, Anita. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great. Do you have a question for Hans?
I do. I lost my brother almost 2 years ago, Tony, and I'm thinking about him constantly, and I just want to hear from him. I just want to know he's doing good. He's looking over us. I just want to know that he's still with us.
Now, was his first name actually Anthony?
Yes.
Yes, because Spirit won't use abbreviations. You feel free to use that, but Spirit won't. My dear, he's never left.
Right, I know.
He's one of these angels that sort of stays around to take care of everybody.
Uh-huh.
And he will do that until the ones he loves are back on the other side. So he just wants to say to you that he loves you. He's okay. There's going to be a little bit more peaceful time ahead for several members of the family. He's overseeing everybody. He's talking about someone's health not being too good. Who is that?
Oh, I don't know. Can he tell me?
It appears as though it's a lady who could develop a little trouble in her chest, could be lungs or heart, but I don't see her leaving the body there. She'll be okay.
My mother, she had a heart transplant a while ago. She's still with us. I know her and my brother were very, very close.
Well, your brother is saying to you, he's watching out for her.
Okay.
But he says, remember, sister. He said, with our mom, it's just one day at a time.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay. What does he mean by that?
It means that when one has had a heart transplant, the body tries desperately to reject the heart. So
right.
far, so good. But he's
okay.
saying, it's always going to be a bit of a caution.
Okay.
No matter how long she lives, it'll always be
right.
a bit of a caution. She may have to visit the doctor periodically. She may have to run into the hospital periodically. But
yes,
I do
yes.
not see her leaving the body at this time.
Okay, great. And does he have a message for me?
He says to tell you, don't worry about being alone. What does he mean, don't worry about being alone?
I don't know. Sometimes I do feel alone a lot in my own, you know, world with my own spirituality. But I know he's still there with me.
He's there with you. He speaks of someone named Michael. Who's Michael?
Michael. He has a stepson that's named Michael.
Yes, he's worried about this stepson. Why is he worried?
I have no idea. I don't keep in touch with the stepson.
Okay. He's trying to add some energy and help this boy.
He said what?
He's trying to add energy to help this boy. Your brother's a very good soul, isn't he?
Right. He is. He really is.
Anything
he's a
else?
Family man. He's a family man and everything.
Did he go rather quickly?
He did. He went in his sleep.
Because he says to me, Hans, I don't remember the crossing.
Wow.
He said he thought he was on one side. He said he woke up, and 5 minutes later, he was on the other side. And they showed him lying there. And he was absolutely startled. But he says they brought such love and light to him that he was made to understand why he went home when he went home. You know, I hate to say this to you, love, but he did go home on schedule.
Wow.
It was not an accident. It was by design.
So that means it was did he do damage to himself?
No. He's saying he found out that he was supposed to leave when he did, so he went home on time.
Oh, he went home on time. Oh, I
yes.
see. Okay.
In other words,
okay.
it wasn't by accident, it was by design. Not your design, not his conscious awareness design. But when he got back to the other side, oh, I was supposed to leave. Okay? So he's pulling together to help everybody, and I hope that helps you out a little bit during this holiday time.
Thank you so much, Hans. Do you see anything for me in my future?
Dear, I would probably have to talk to you in a reading because it would be a little bit too long, and it would be very personal right now, and I don't want
okay.
to give that information to the public.
I understand.
I'll tell you this much.
Okay.
It's better than you think.
Really?
Yep.
Should I get excited now?
Why not?
Can I just ask you one question, Hans? 2014 is my year, right?
Yes, it is, actually. Now, let it happen.
I will. I'm going to.
And you, if you want to do anything for yourself, little one, stop that infernal mind chatter of yours.
Wow.
You
gotcha.
Are driving yourself crazy, woman. You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I just need to relax and let go.
Let it happen. Okay?
You're right.
All righty.
You're right. Thank you so much. Not happy holidays to you and Jules. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Anita, bye-bye. It's called Think, Believe, and Manifest. Just
Absolutely.
What just what Hans said. Just listen
to Jules.
Just accept that it's going to be a fabulous year. Stay away from the nerves. Stay away from the worry and let it come in. Because every time you worry or fret, you're pushing it away from you. Right, Hans?
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because every time you worry about it, you say, I don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
So Spirit keeps
you're
repeating
right.
the same lesson over and over again until you get it.
You're right.
Well, that's your
Absolutely.
Homework. That's your homework. Stay in that place.
Get busy, girl.
Yeah. It's going to be a great year.
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys. You'll have
Bye,
a happy
Angel.
Holiday.
Okay. All right.
Wasn't that fun?
It was. So, Hans, let's talk about what you said earlier. Are there accidents that happen that people leave when they're not
yes.
supposed to leave?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Because Absolutely. Because I get confused. Sometimes people say there are no accidents, but yet I...
Yes, there are.
Okay.
I'm going to be very crude right now, but bear with me, please. Like someone taking their dog for a walk and being shot and killed.
Uh-huh.
Spirit would never set that in motion. Ever set that in motion. Someone may have supposed to be going back around that time, and that just happened to happen. But they probably would have died in their sleep or had a heart attack or something like that. But when there's a violent thing like that, the soul normally crosses back with what we call a trauma to the soul. And that has to be dealt with. The spirit we have places for people who go through that trauma of being here one moment and suddenly robbed of their life by somebody.
And what happens to them then when they cross over and it's like all of a sudden and it's a shock. What happens? Are there people there that come and meet them immediately?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Beautiful counselors, beautiful people. You're put in this loving bath of warm, creative, a kind energy, and you're made to understand it was an accident. You had no control over it. You couldn't stop it. It just happened, and that's the way it is, and that you will be afforded the opportunity to go back into life again at some point to continue the lessons that you chose to learn.
So let me ask you about some of these really horrific things that have been happening. I know right now we are revisiting a year ago when there was a terrible school shooting and those kids were killed. Was that supposed to happen or not supposed
no,
to happen?
No,
it was
no,
not
no.
supposed to happen.
That's simply man's inhumanity to man. We have developed an awful lot of young people mm-hmm. who feels totally disconnected, mm-hmm. totally unheard, don't feel loved and appreciated, are bullied in school, mm-hmm. to the point where they start to act out in their own consciousness, and their rage grows, and they get madder and madder, and they act out on this rage. When I was a kid, we never had this.
No.
Never even considered it. I was born in Los Angeles, California. We never had this kind of thing. Ever. It just was not, and I'm considerably older than you are. And I'm appalled by what I see youngsters doing to each other. But when I was a kid, the only time you ever saw violence was in a detective movie on television.
Right.
You know, James Cagney and all that. But now with this mass media that we have, children can download horrific things. They can see horrific things. And they have no way of understanding what death actually is. They may want to silence somebody for a minute. They may want to hurt somebody. But they never really believe the person will die. It's like television.
Is there anything that we can do to stop the violence.
I think we need... America is now the most violent nation mm-hmm. on earth.
Yeah.
And we have tricked ourselves into believing that it isn't true, but it is. And I think it's time that we have a family discussion amongst our people and say, wait a minute, this has gone too far. Wait a minute, we have to knock this violence off because our children are copying the violence. And we have to look at why we have a need to hurt other people in this country. You know, it's better now in the world than it was 70 years ago. And most people don't know that. But 70 years ago, at the end of World War II, 60 million Europeans had been killed. 60 million. 12 million Chinese had been killed. And Japanese and Americans. So it's better now. But in those wars, for us, it was over there.
Yeah.
It happened over there. Now it happens on the television on the street next door.
Mm-hmm.
We can stop the violence by speaking to our children, finding out who they are. When I read the other day that 16,000 children every night go to bed hungry in the city of Chicago, I was appalled. And then I saw 25,000 go to bed hungry in New York. How is that possible in what is supposed to be the greatest country in the world?
It's a good question.
Because we don't care. I was doing a thing for the UN on world hunger some years ago in New York, probably 5 or 6 years ago. And everybody, very learned people, wonderful people, beautifully intentioned people, and they were all talking, when it came to be their turn, they were talking about what needs to be done about world hunger, what is the vision we can have, how can we create it. And finally they came to me and they says, Mr. King, and what is your belief in world hunger? I said, there isn't any. And you should have heard the people coming down. I mean, what do you mean you shouldn't say anything? I said, there isn't any world hunger. And then one very learned man to me, well, then just what is there? I says, there's a refusal to feed the hungry.
Yeah.
And there's a difference between those two. We have all the food we could possibly eat for everybody on this planet. We have silos with billions of tons of wheat and rice. It's a refusal to feed the hungry. There's a difference in his perception.
But why are we refusing to feed the hungry?
Because we've been taught there's us and them. Us and them. Mm. Like the poor people on the block where we don't really talk to them.
Mm.
There's us and then there's them. Mm. I was doing a conference once and somebody brought up, what will we do with the minorities in this country? I said, excuse me? I believe personally that minorities are one of the ugliest words I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Well, we have these people who are black and brown and yellow. What are we going to do with these people of color? I said, well, wait a minute. Let's have a look at that. I said, actually, white people are the minority in the world. This world is a world of color, not a world of white. It stopped the conference right then and there. That had never crossed anybody's mind. South of the border, we have 110 people of Mexican descent, brown, Central America, South America, all of Africa, all of Asia. This is a world of color.
It is.
And we are simply one of the colors.
Wow. Wow.
Did anybody ever think about that?
I didn't really look at it like that before. My goodness.
Yeah.
That's an eye-opener. Is there going to come a time when we can simply cease to see color or else celebrate the color?
Absolutely.
Is it coming soon?
No, not in our lifetime, sweetheart, but it's getting much better. It is getting much better. Here in Asheville, North Carolina, I see multiracial couples everywhere.
Mm.
And that would have never been true 25 years ago when I first came here.
Yeah.
I was blessed to be brought up in Los Angeles in Hollywood, California. And we didn't really have a lot of prejudice. We just didn't have it. We didn't know what that was about. And I've watched through the years as there has been progress. But we would not have a nation today, if it hadn't been for people of color.
Wow.
Do you know what the most decorated division in U.S. history was? It was the American-Japanese division who fought the Japanese in World War II. They have the highest amount of medals and bravery of any division ever.
Really?
People of color, you see. So I think it's time for all of us to realize that God, in its infinite wisdom, loves us equally, and that heaven is not a place operated by old white people. I was cracked up the other day when that Fox News lady said that Christ was white.
Yeah.
Blue eyes. No, he wasn't. He was an Arab. Pardon me, everybody, but he was an Arab Jew. Therefore, he was brown skin with brown eyes and black hair.
Isn't that something? And she was saying that Santa Claus was white, too.
Yeah.
And actually, it turns out, no, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
Isn't that amazing?
I know. We just made it up. We just keep making it up, you know, as we go along. Oh, well, we'll make this, you know, we just make it up. I'll give you another example. Of the 25 top self-made millionaires in the United States, 12 never went to high school.
Wow.
So it's perception. People who don't believe in what they're being told and don't believe in being told who they are the people who wind up being great in their own shoes.
That I believe to be absolutely true. Absolutely, because we were kind of forced to adapt and conform to
right.
society's wishes instead of what we missed out on us.
That's right, we did. I remember when I was growing up and they'd have the duck and roll underneath your desk drills.
Oh, yes.
Because of the Russians coming,
uh-huh.
the Soviets. It's now a proven fact the Soviets were never coming here. They were far more terrified of us than we were of them. But we had to have a common enemy.
That's right.
And when you have a common enemy, you can spend a lot of money on armaments.
How funny. Well, at least it gave us good exercise. I mean, I remember those getting under our...
Remember that?
Yeah, the bomb shelters.
You know, I was 6'3 when I was 13. And let me tell you, girl, it was hard to get under that desk. I'll tell you.
Wow. We've got a couple more minutes left, but I want to make sure everybody knows where they can go to find you, which is www.hanskingdot.com, which is HANSKING.com. And there's your website has a wealth of information and free
yes,
resources.
Yeah.
And there's promotions, and there's they can get readings, and
there's just everything. We even have a promotion for this show.
Really?
People can get 30% off everything in our store with the store use coupon code is Jules.
Jules.
And Jules is the code, and anybody who buys anything will get 30% off. Also, there is a wealth of free stuff for people who are struggling.
Oh, that's so good to know. So especially during this holiday season, there's no reason to suffer when you can go to Hans's website and find out all the information and get the things that are going to help you feel good. Because, Hans, this is my final question to you. When we came here, when we were born in here, were we supposed to suffer, or were we supposed to learn how to be happy?
That's a very good question, my angel. Very good. Remember, we set our dharma after reviewing our previous life. Okay? We gather around our friends, our helpers, our angels, and we look at our life and we say, nobody judges us but us. And we say, gee, I'd like to redo that. Oh, I didn't feel right about saying that. Or next time I'd like to try this or try that. And the friends and all this will say, well, you know, I'll help you with that because you helped me with something else. So we're not born by accident. We're born by design. But no dharma is ever meant to stop us from being joyful and happy, ever. Okay, so we come on to this place because this is a very good place to go to learn very difficult things. But all old souls, and all of you that are listening are old souls, or you would not be listening to this show, have one major lesson. And that lesson is self-esteem or the value of your own soul. I have it. I have to say I believe Jules may have gone through it at a time in her life. And so we are born into very, very difficult, to answer your question, Jules, we are deliberately born into very difficult times so that we might rise above the appearance of what is happening to us, to not become a victim of that, to rise above it and use it as a strength. You know, Jules, if I fall in a bunch of mud, mm-hmm. I have two choices. I can either scrape the mud off, or I can look around and find a container and scrape the mud off into the container, and then I can take a seed and put it in there, and a flower will grow.
Yeah.
You see? So we have choices. Choose life, choose spirit, choose peace.
Wow, that is so wonderful. And that is a perfect place where we can end today's wonderful call. It has just been a true blessing to have you on the show, Hans, and I hope that you'll come back.
Anytime you want, girl.
And I just urge everyone, go visit Hans. And again, I think it's our choice to be happy, and that's what he was explaining. And he's right on target. I love this guy.
Well, I don't know if I'm on target, but Spirit is. And I just want everyone to know that God loves you so much.
Oh, just what we need to hear. Thanks, Hans.
Thank you for having
wonderful.
Me on. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. And to all my wonderful listeners, have a great week. We'll be back again next week. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules@LOARadionetwork.com and have a great week.